Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Happy birthday, Isla, if you're listening. And hello to you, Penny.
Hello.
Welcome to the studio. It is summertime.
It is.
Interesting time for people who choose black as their predominant colour.
This is true.
Yeah. So how's it going? What's happening? What are we doing? What are we talking about? What's on the deal?
Well, I thought I'd talk about Izzedine Alaya, who recently passed away.
Oh. I know nothing about... Who is Izzedine Alaya?
Well, I was like, I don't think I know much about him either.
Him? All right, okay.
Yep. So him? Yeah, as a fashion designer. Probably most... well known for his work in the 80s, but then kind of had a resurgence. But what's really cool about him is that he didn't adhere to kind of like the fashion calendar. He would just create clothes and release them when he felt like it, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. It sounds like he's fashion because he can't help being fashion.
Yeah. He's just fashion.
So
I guess he was known as the King of Kling because he was a sculptor of the female form, equally famous for his rejection of the fashion system and his belief that it had corrupted the creative power of what could be an art form, according to the New York Times.
Yep.
And he dressed people like Lady Gaga, Michelle Obama, Grace Jones, Greta Garbo, Stephanie Seymour.
All very shapely, very, very sort of classically beautifully shaped women.
Mm.
Yeah. He's the Grace Jones outfit with the hood.
Yeah, in A View to a Kill.
Yeah.
Yes, I love James Bond, and Grace Jones in that movie was dressed so well. And, I didn't realise that he was the designer for that.
Damn.
That pink dress.
Good God.
And then because she wore that subsequently in like photo shoots and performing and things, just like a beautiful skin tight dress, but also with a hood.
Yeah, that's
rad.
Pretty cool. Like, and didn't I don't know if it was a Izzedine Alaya dress, but remember like Kylie Minogue and that Can't Get You Out of My Head video?
Totally. That yeah.
It's very similar kind
absolutely.
Of style. Eh? What if it's him?
I love Kylie Minogue.
I love her too.
A lot of people at the station love Kylie Minogue.
I met Kylie Minogue.
Did you?
What?
Do you want me to bring in my signed pictures and everything and all that stuff?
Out.
Photos and stuff?
You should definitely show BFM programming director Bridge.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, yeah.
Oh, no, he'll get so jealous.
For sure.
She signed the photo that says, "To Mikey, you've got the body that rocks the party."
Oh! Hey!
From Kylie Minogue.
Is
does That's
she?
The Kylie Minogue yeah. signed it to me. So.
Apparently, Mr. Alaya once said he kind of like is... like also known for creating Stephanie Seymour into a supermodel. He told all the other designers that she couldn't walk, but she had a great ass.
Couldn't say that nowadays,
no.
Obviously.
No. But she kind of like admitted that. And he used to always wear black Chinese pajamas and watch National Geographic shows while he worked.
That's
wow.
pretty
That's
awesome.
Pretty cool, eh?
That's
and that
really
in
cool.
itself is like,
yeah.
what a dude.
Where does one get a pair of, a set of black Chinese pajamas?
Where was
Farmers?
Was he based
Farmers.
In... Farmers. Was he based in New York? Did he just pop down to the Chinatown
Hastings.
No, Paris.
Paris.
But he was originally from Tunisia.
I reckon, Wally's would be a good place to. I'm sure they've got a good set of black Chinese pajamas up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, that and karate shoes would be cool.
Yeah. Karate shoes used to be cool.
I used to wear those.
Yeah,
I had a pair of those too.
Yeah, what happened to those? Can you still get?
Well, the fine line between karate and boat, you know.
Yeah, and I think also
I was down with the boat.
Also, puddles not that great for them.
No, not rain.
No, not good for stop. You know, I do a lot of when I'm moving around a lot of stop starting. You know, just put on the brakes. Take off fast. Put on the brakes slow. Yeah.
Yeah,
and they can tear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I stopped doing exercise. So
basically, you need shoes with good traction is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Nothing worse than just pick up the pace on a slightly wet day and you're going, whoop. And they think, oh, what about running down to the school bus and slipping in the mud? Oh.
What about those yellow dot things at pedestrian crossings?
Yeah.
The lights.
Oh, I've
seen so many people slip over on those.
Really?
I think they're for the I think they're to support the blind community.
I thought they were supposed to be
Penny.
Anti-slip.
Well,
maybe both.
Maybe, yeah.
But they slip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends what sort of crazy high heel contraption you're wearing that day, Penny.
No, I've seen people in flat shoes slip.
Maybe I'm right.
Is it when they're wet? Because I think
when it's wet.
If it's plastic and wet, then
yeah.
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 Best thing to do is not go out in the wet. Hide.
Yeah.
Unless you're filming a...
Hide and hoard.
Unless you're filming
That's the modern, that's a modern 21st century way, isn't it?
Hide and hoard.
Hide, hoard and get into debt. Love it.
Unless you're filming a boy band
Welcome
video.
To the future.
Then you want the rain.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or steam.
Steam or rain.
Steam. So then what, tell us more about this fellow.
His star status was memorialised in the 1995 comedy Clueless, where the lead character objects to a robber's demand to get on the ground, saying
that's
that her
right.
red dress isn't a liar.
That's right.
It's like a totally important designer.
That's right.
Wow.
She's crying and she's whinging something chronic. Get on the floor. I can. It's a liar.
Yeah.
People love that film, eh?
I love that film, but if I was that guy, I wouldn't want to go out with her. She's too annoying.
Oh, my God, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is rolling with the homies. That's all I'm saying on that movie.
Yeah.
I'll shut that down with that. And what else is going on, Penny? What else?
He learnt to sew at Guy LaRoche and worked briefly at Christian Dior. And he kind of like, I think he just kind of had his own little apartment that he used to sell out of. And he dressed women directly. He says, I dressed women directly on their body by intuition. This is how I gained experience. So that's why he kind of like didn't do.
Let me touch your body. Let me touch it. Yes, it is. It's exactly how I imagined it would be.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hold on. Yeah, no, it is, definitely. Hold on, exactly. Yep. Oh, hang on. Oh, no, yep. Okay, there's my intuition was correct. I can go away
I
and design
just
something now.
I see Mikey creating a sculptural dress on someone right now. Just finally kind of pinning
it. I don't really want to see that. Thanks. So if he was selling out of his own kind of, would you call that, I'm not down on all these words. If you're selling out of your own apartment and it's small, is that an atelier?
Yeah, I guess so.
And that must have meant he was quite involved in every single design as well, instead of kind of farming it out like a lot of designers do, just whacking their name on it.
He did. He did actually take over some. I can't remember who it was, but some tailored people from. It could have been even Christian Dior at one point for a little while, and he was bought out by Prada, but then bought it back again.
Wow.
His name was bought by Prada, and then he bought it. Wow.
Yeah. So like. You know how it happens with anything, you know, people are kind of in fashion. One day you're in, the next day you're out. You know, and so he had that happen to him, and then he kind of like, came back to the forefront recently, you know, in the 2000s kind of things. But I think kind of like late 90s, he may have kind of disappeared a little bit. Naomi Campbell called him Papa. He was quite small and stature.
That's weird.
And Grace Jones apparently carried him in at some kind of event.
Carried him in. God, I love
it. Is he just a wee fella?
Just a wee fella.
Grace Jones carried him in. That's awesome. Out of the way.
I hope she carries someone on stage at ACL this summer.
Hope it's me.
What would you do? What would you say? What you've got 20 seconds with Grace Jones. What are you going to say?
Pull up to the bumper,
God.
Baby.
She might give you that stare. She might go.
Yeah. Well, that's a good stare.
It's just been like, what are you doing talking to me?
You just go, I'm talking to you because I love you, Grace Jones. Yeah. I think you're
talking to me. You talking to me?
I think you're an explosive dynamite, amazing. You just have to compliment her and she'd love it, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Or we should go, you know what, you used to sing better. Would you say that?
Ooh, would you neg Grace Jones?
I don't know, maybe. I've seen people do it before to not Grace Jones, but to
get her to teach you the pose.
Yeah,
in the album cover.
She'd go, you'd tear your
groin. How do you balance?
She'd say, if I said that, she'd go, you know, you'd just tear your groin. She'd say that to me. And then I'd be like the Dan Carter of radio.
Just tear your groin? What?
People aren't just sport know what I'm talking about, eh? Sport fans.
Sport fans.
Sport billies.
Sport billies. Veggies.
No, none of that. The public have spoken.
Okay.
Would we go so far to say as muse? Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, you have to a point, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And Stephanie Seymour.
I think anybody that dresses Grace Jones and she wears their clothes, there has to be some sort of muse relationship there, because I think she'd dismiss it quite roundly if she didn't like it.
Did you see recently her last concert, she only wore body paint?
Good call.
Yes.
Good call too. And I mean, I'd advise her to do that now.
That's taking cling to the next level.
Imagine how muggy it's going to be. Imagine how muggy it's going to be March 3rd at Western Springs.
Yeah, man.
Body paint only.
Yeah. Tasteful, but make Beck look boring if she does that.
She does keep hearing body paint as well. So that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I was wondering where the push push should. I was just playing body paint at the Om Festival.
I think so.
I'm not handy on that yet. I'm just thinking about
Emerald Green, Wizard of Om.
Wizard of Om, I'm with you, yeah.
Or
Glittery Red.
Glittery Red.
Yeah. Ruby. Ruby Havoc, yeah. I'm with you.
Members of the National Association of Theatre Owners, the National Association of Concessionaires, and the Theatre Equipment Association. For those of you who will be staying here at the hotel, start to take you and your bags directly to the main registration desk. If the bellman is momentarily delayed, just pick up the guest telephone in the red box there at the arrival desk and advise the bell captain of your arrival. The Disneyland Hotel is pleased to welcome members of the National Association of Theater Owners, the National Association of Concessionaires, and the Theater Equipment Association. For those of you who will be staying here at the Disneyland Hotel, the bellman is here with his electric luggage cart to take you and your bags directly to the main registration desk.
Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.